order. In attendance, we have Senator Salo, Senator Sharp, Senator Pierce, Senator Duncan, and myself, Senator Miller. The first item we'll take up is Senate Bill 308, an act clarifying the statutes of who may legally marry and relating to same-sex marriages. Is there committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
I've gotten more requests on this bill than anything else we've had before us today, amazingly enough.
Really? To do it which way?
To not calendar.
Good, I move we not calendar it.
Well, in that case, I guess, Mr. Chairman.
No, I just said I've gotten requests. Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, that and title insurance.
That title insurance probably.
Yeah.
Those are all title insurance probably right there.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
Senator Sharp?
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill number 308 out of committee for scheduling with individual recs.
Is there objection?
Yeah.
There is objection. Roll call, please.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Pierce?
What? Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes. It has passed on 3-2 vote. Next item is Senate Bill 312, an act relating to the purchase of alcoholic beverages from a package store. Is there committee discussion?
Yes.
What does this do?
Yeah.
We had it in Judiciary the other day when we passed, I forget the exact number of Senate, I think it was Senate Bill 87 or 89. We passed something that would the gray market out there, as it's so called. But in doing this, we also created a problem for people that may have a package store or not, but may have serve alcoholic beverages, a bar. We, in the process, we stopped them from being able to go to Costco and buying something, you know,
We forced them to go to the wholesalers?
We forced them to go to the wholesalers, yes. And it did, As I remember, Senator Adams made the motion in Judiciary to move this out of committee, and he signed, I think he signed no recommendation, but he said he did support the concept behind it. But basically, that's what it does.
And we discussed that on the floor last year. There was debate on the fact that that's exactly what was going to happen.
And, yes.
Which at that time was the intention, but obviously there have been enough people complaining that they've changed their minds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're saying this corrects the present law. The present law says that a mom and pop
cannot
little cafe that sells beer and wine cannot buy it from Safeway or whatever.
Or Costco or
but this allowed.
This would allow them to do that.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Salo.
I'd move that we calendar Senate Bill 312.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And the last item we have is House Bill 392, an act relating to reinstatement of dissolved Native Village corporations. Is there a committee discussion? This allows them to reincorporate. We passed a law a couple years ago which allowed most of them to reincorporate it that actually left their corporation things lap. But from my understanding, there is three of them that has missed that timeline, and this would allow the other three to reincorporate. Or five of them. Okay. I stand corrected. So, is there a motion?
Move House Bill number 392 amended.
It has been moved. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered, and with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.